land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Thursday, October 30th, 2025 edition. I had six people during the break text me legal. One of them said, Randy, I had no idea. Yep, we are still in the process of defending ourselves, defending my First Amendment rights, and we need your help. And again, just telling you the truth. If we don't raise the money, we don't pay the attorney, we have to let him go, we default, we lose, and you could be listening to country music on this radio station probably in the near future. Just being brutally honest with you guys. So again, if you want to help, text me legal, and I'll send you the link. It has all the information on it. You can make a donation online, or you can mail us a check. The information's all on the link. Just text me legal, and I'll send it to you. One of the things that I've been following in Lansing, the process of what's going on here during this lame duck session, looking at petition drives. As many of you know, we are supporting Ax My Tax to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. If you'd like the link to their website, axmytax.org, simply text me AX, and I'll send you the link. We also are raising money to run the commercial I produced that you're hearing on this radio station. We're running it as a public service announcement. We're not charging Carla Wagner's organization for it, but I produced the commercial. I then use the commercial to create a YouTube video. I made it 30 seconds long. Why? Because it can be used as a TV ad. We're looking at putting this on the radio. We're looking at putting this on TV. And we need your help. If you want to donate $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford, text me media. And my phone will send you a link to that Give, Send, Go for that. And we're raising money to run ads on TV and radio. Well, there's another petition drive out there. One that I support, but there's also a competing one, so I'm not really sure which one this is. Citizens Only Voting Amendment. Well, the person, Paul Jacob, who's the chair of the National Americans for Citizen Voting, hired a paid circulating company to go out and collect signatures for their citizens-only voting amendment in Michigan. That particular company, Campaign Petition Management, is owned and operated by a gentleman by the name of Brian Crumpton. 8-9 years ago, there was an event that happened down in Florida. And we're going to get into the details of this story, but it's being used, I believe, to attack this effort. Citizens only voting amendment. There is a competing petition drive out there that's being led by, I believe, Brian Possumus, state representative in Lansing, where they want only U.S. citizens voting in our elections. Well, there's a tit-for-tat going on between the two campaigns, and now they've come up with a smear campaign against the one. I'm going to get into the details of the story. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three here on this Thursday. There's two petition drives out there where they are asking people to sign their petition sheets. Both of them basically do the same thing, but there are some differences. Basically, signing these petition sheets would put it on the ballot to basically say, in the state of Michigan, only U.S. citizens could be allowed to vote. One of them is called Citizens Only Voting Amendment. Well, on paper, the man hired to run the paid signature collection efforts for this Citizens Only Voting Amendment in Michigan pleaded no contest in 2016 to manslaughter in connection with the death of one of his employees. But those who know Brian Crumpton, owner of Campaign Petition Management, say, the allegations and the plea deal, which resulted, by the way, in no criminal conviction, was a totally isolated situation and did not reflect the man, Brian Crumpton's character or integrity. His Florida defense attorney, Jim Lewis, told MERS News Service, Brian is basically a good guy. I don't think he was guilty of any crime. But this was the way that he chose to resolve the case as opposed to taking the case to trial. I truly believe he was not guilty of the crime. But I had to honor his wishes not to risk his life going through a trial. Paul Jacob, chair of the National Americans for Citizens Voting, who hired Crumpton's company to spearhead the Michigan signature drive, echoed Lewis's comments. Telephone and email messages seeking comment from Crumpton, as well as the Wilton Manors Police Department in Florida, who investigated the incident, were not returned. But this is what MERS News Service was able to find out. According to an article, a news article in the South Florida Sun Sentinel, the victim, Terry Eder, a man who had been living on the streets for 5 years, confronted Crumpton at his petition signature company, Tom Petitions, back on December 1st, 2015. Folks, this was almost 10 years ago. When a friend who also worked for Crumpton told Eder that he did not get the money owed for work performed. A Crumpton employee, Samuel Soros, told police that Eder was intoxicated and belligerent and was asked to leave. The newspaper cited police reports quoting Crumpton as saying Eder was discovered unresponsive on the floor in the hallway and that he actually began life-saving measures, giving a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation as well as chest compressions. Eder was taken to an area hospital where he died 5 days later. Well, after his death, it was discovered that Eder had 2 spinal cord fractures and suffered a loss of oxygen to his brain. Well, in a follow-up interview, Crumpton acknowledged that he placed his hands on Eder to remove him from the building. But Crumpton denied choking the man. According to news articles, which quoted the police as saying that the story was inconsistent with the sworn statement Crumpton initially gave, denying that he touched Eder other than to administer CPR. Well, the police got an arrest warrant alleging that Crumpton did unlawfully kill and murder one Terrence Eder, a human being by strangulation, end quote, said the warrant. His attorney, Lewis, said trial witnesses testified that Eder came to work very drunk, very obnoxious, throwing cigarettes and insulting female employees. As a result, Crumpton asked Eater to leave. And at some point, there was a little bit of a scuffle. And Eater fell. The attorney, Lewis, said there was testimony that Crumpton placed his hands on Eater and escorted him out of the building. There was also medical testimony indicating possible scenarios as to how and why Eater fell and injured himself, including hitting his head on a wall. Whatever happened, Lewis acknowledged, depended on whose story you would believe. Even a jury voted 5-1 to acquit Crumpton. Well, when it became clear that the prosecution would seek a second trial, what happened to double jeopardy? I don't understand that part. Well, Crumpton decided that rather than risk a 15-year prison sentence, he asked his attorney to accept the prosecutor's plea deal, which Lewis said was very unusual for the prosecution to make. However, May of 2022, Crumpton pleaded no contest, which is not an admission of guilt, to a lesser charge of manslaughter. He was sentenced to probation, and according to Broward, Florida County court records, performed all responsibilities of that probation, and the case was then dismissed. However, a conviction was not entered because the plea deal was under what Florida law calls a withholding of adjudication, which means a judge finds a defendant guilty, accepts a plea, but does not formally convict the defendant of a crime. A conviction does not enter unless a defendant is unsuccessful in performing the requirements of his probation. Well, Crumpton performed all those, and supposedly the case was dropped. Due to the fact that Crumpton successfully completed probation, he is now eligible to have his Florida record expunged, which he has not done as of yet. Why? Because it costs basically like $10,000 to hire an attorney to do it. Now, the other competing ballot initiative, Americans for Citizens Voting Michigan, sought an initiative petition which states only U.S. citizens may vote in all state and local elections and mandates that the Secretary of State regularly verify the qualified voter rolls. The initiative also requires every voter to present a valid photo ID card in order to cast a ballot. Crumpton's firm was hired to manage the paid signature portion of the initiative with Megan Reckling's firm, Victory Field Operations, and was hired to help manage and coordinate volunteer collection efforts. Well, when asked if he had concerns about Crumpton's past, Jacob of the other drive said, "Everything concerns us. But what I've learned, Crumpton is a good man. He's doing a good job and did not receive any criminal conviction." Jacob said the signature gathering process is proceeding well, but both he and Reckling declined to say how many signatures have been gathered to date. Reckling said, "We're doing great. We feel very confident that we'll make the ballot, and we feel that Brian Crumpton is doing a great job." So, again, two competing ballot initiatives out there, one being run by a national organization, another one is being done locally from Michigan. And this is Megan Regling's firm, Victory Field Operations, that's handling this particular petition drive. Americans for Citizens Voting Michigan. I haven't taken the time to dive into each one of them, but my general takeaway is they're both doing the same thing, but there's some slight variations of what they would do in actually implementing it either into our state election laws or our state's constitution. Not really sure of the differences. I may reach out to Megan Reckling and have her on the show. This other gentleman, I'm not really sure who he is, but it's a national organization. And I don't know if they even have a spokesperson for somebody here in Michigan. It's the Citizens Only Voting Amendment. So we'll reach out to them. Maybe we can get clarification as to which one we should be supporting, or should we be supporting both of them? There's only one problem I can see with this strategy. If they both basically do the same thing, will that confuse voters in the November 2026 general election where these would appear on the ballot? Got a very simple question. Why don't they join forces? Why don't they come up with language that they both can accept and then focus their efforts on one drive instead of two? Make it one ballot initiative for next year's ballot, November of 2026, and simply make it only U.S. citizens who have proven that they are, in fact, U.S. citizens and have a valid photo ID can vote in Michigan's elections. Local, state, and federal, national elections as well. Just saying. Somewhat of a difficult story to handle, but we will break it down and try to figure it out, isolate them, and then make a decision as to what you guys think we should do, which one we should support. If anybody has information about either one of these campaigns, please text it to me and let me know, and I will definitely follow up. Got a text message from Scott Swanson. He is the chairman of the Sheboygan County Republican Party. I appreciate your interview with Stephanie and your own comments regarding the COP ESD tax increase proposal. Nicely done. Thank you, Scott. Greatly appreciate that. Yes, Rick, I know who Megan is. I know totally who she is. But she's running this campaign, so I got to reach out to her. Don't care about her past. Ms. P says, I signed a petition at Walmart a week ago. It's not only to show a valid ID, it has to be permanent. I don't know what that means. Permanent? I thought all valid IDs are permanent. Don't understand your text. Yeah, I know that too, Rick. I got it. I know who exactly I'm dealing with. That's it for the first half hour. Final half hour after the bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. We'll be right back.